Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7 to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans in EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and airroom workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, to our FedEx and our UPS and our mail haulers out there hauling the bulk mail to the postal centers, thank you so very much. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our friends over there at the Amazon warehouse, as well as the Amazon drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. And don't forget, you can find us on Gab and Getter and True Social and Twitter as Captain's America. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, and take advantage of all the different things we have over there. And you got till probably Wednesday night to guarantee that you'll get it delivered to you by Christmas, maybe Thursday, because they're doing a lot of overnight with a lot of that stuff. So anyway, to the phone we go. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time for the pledge. Are you ready?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, we talked about Title VI before we came in here, or Title VIII, yeah, before we came in. The January 6th committee. I'll get that right in a minute, because I got Title 42 in my mind. I can't get rid of it. Then we need to talk about what happened yesterday to Title 42, because if something hadn't been done, we were going to have a real mess come tomorrow.
This is really kind of a gesture, if you really want to know the truth, but it's a good one. 19 states, led by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, filed an emergency request by the Supreme Court to put a stay on the judge's decision to let Title 42 terminate. Justice Roberts received the emergency, and he put a block. So it's really kind of a 24-hour block, it appears, because in the decision, he is telling the Biden administration that they have until 5 p.m. today, to file their brief. Mm-hmm. Now, we don't know whether they're going to do that or not. Indications are they either will not respond or they want it to terminate.
Mm-hmm.
So based on what happens today with the Biden administration, the Department of Justice or Health and Human Services, I don't know who is slated to do the response, the Supreme Court will have to make another decision. When that happens, I don't know. But right now, it's kind of like a maybe a 48-hour, two-day block on the lower court's decision. So This is where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And the big question is, do the hundreds of thousands of those crossing our borders, the traffickers, the cartels, I don't think it's going to stop them at all, whether Title 42 is blocked or isn't blocked. I think it's really kind of a gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And the power that the cartels and the traffickers and this migrant machine have is clearly winning. So it's kind of like the cartels won, Biden zero. That's where we are. So I think 400 National Guard were called up yesterday by the Texas governor. They showed up a couple of C-130s.
Yep.
And I think only in El Paso, but I'm not sure if there was another location. So that's going to destroy their Christmas. But sadly, that's where we are. This is because of the Biden administration. Now, I think what they're going to do is really be assigned to what is happening in these cities. They're not doing necessarily anything that's at the border because they don't have that authority. But they could. I don't know. I'm confused because Texas governor declared a state of emergency,
right,
under an invasion. Now, there's certain authorities that he has, and he has won over some other landowners, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what all tricks he has up his sleeve, but there's where we are.
All right, here comes the music. Hold that thought. And, folks, when we come back, we are going to talk about the FBI, Christopher Wray, and all of the stuff going on over there, which is really starting to get disclosed right now. And this is really big time stuff. You're going to want to grab that cup of coffee and get ready for this one. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that, this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 85 years. Now, they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. So, go over to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, go into the website, geico.com, and see what they have to offer, because you can get a quote right there on the car you're driving. You can also get a quote and bundle your motorcycle. Maybe you got an RTV, maybe you got a boat or an RV. Put all that together, get it all going there. And then, where you really save money even more, if you're able to bundle your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance, or your condo insurance, that'll get you another series of discounts. So how about that? Save money, make some friends too. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Christopher Ray, the gift that keeps on giving. Let's start there.
We know that there have been some FBI whistleblowers that have met with some of the members of Congress, Jim Jordan, I think a few others. I think there were, 14 or so with FBI whistleblowers that were giving the House Oversight, the soon-to-be House Oversight, and the Judiciary Committee information about what's going on at the FBI. Quite actually, I don't know how many people work for the FBI, but we now know that 80 agents were assigned to Twitter. So the question then becomes, because, you know, we've been defending the rank and file of the FBI, and kind of being very critical of the top floor of the FBI for their decisions. Now I think we have a very different problem because we have rank and file of the FBI that we're being operatives. And they, you know, their assignments are approved by the top floor. So quite actually, we should have hundreds and hundreds of whistleblowers at the FBI. For what we now know that Elon Musk has had released from Twitter. And it doesn't stop with Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. You know that the same thing was going on at Reddit. You know the same thing was going on at YouTube, Google, Facebook, Instagram, whatever else. So we truly do have a Stasi government. We have a rogue government in complete violation of all things First Amendment. But furthermore, they now clearly affected the last two elections, I would argue. At least that. So our government and operatives outside of government, so if there, we have these rather nefarious, disgusting marriages, relationships, are not any better than the government of Beijing, the Chinese Communist Party, that of Tehran, that of North Korea. I mean, what we're seeing here is a out-of-control administration. Now, we say federal government. Let's break down the word government. Govern. This is how we're being governed or not being governed. And governing is really managing, and we're being completely mismanaged. So we hear these, you know, the White House, and we hear all these pundits talking about disinformation and misinformation. Well, misinformation should be really missing information. And disinformation should really be distruth, because we're not getting it. And as hard as we can necessarily look to find more of the truth is almost impossible anymore. And if you don't have the information to start with, you don't know what to necessarily go look for to get the complete story in context. So we're being manipulated when we have other parts of the country that are completely being misgoverned. Least of which is done by, you know, mayors and governors and the administration when it comes to the border. So we're in a collapse. Well, I say we're really in a constitutional crisis here. I don't know how else to put it. We are virtually in a constitutional crisis. It would be rather amazing to have the governors and, well, they're respective of these 19 states, for instance, have their respective attorneys general do a panel to really tell us what is happening that they see from a legal side. Then it'll be very interesting come January the 3rd and thereafter when we have these committee assignments in the House to see what they necessarily are putting forth on these investigations when it comes to the FBI, when it comes to the Department of Justice and how they're obstructing access to documents. We have something called separation of powers. And for the Department of Justice and the FBI to spy on a sitting congressman at the time, Devin Nunes, and his staff, including Kash Patel, who, by the way, is also a lawyer, we have a crisis, and I mean a crisis. So we dissenters out here are never supposed to trust your government. You're always supposed to question them. Now we have very different reasons to not trust this government. I don't even begin to know how to approach this. I mean, one minute I think one thing, and another minute I think another. But the social media, these activist groups, these other agencies, we're in a crisis. We're in a crisis that I think our enemies abroad are applauding. They love this. We were supposed to be the country of values and righteousness. We're suddenly finding out that we're no such thing.
Well, now where does the CIA fit in all this?
Well, the CIA not only did Twitter have FBI operatives inside the company and outside the company working in cadence with them, but they also had former CIA doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we know that there were at least 80 agents assigned to Twitter. That's on the outside. There were probably 20 or 30 that are on the Twitter payroll. There were probably 20 or 30. I've got names of, I think, probably a dozen former CIA on the Twitter payroll. You know, like Elon Musk or not, what is happening here with these releases is absolutely epic. And we're concentrating a lot on Twitter, but we're not we're gonna get blindsided again here, ladies and gentlemen, because you know the same tactics were being used and are being used at the other media, the big other big tech. So this puts a whole new view on big tech, especially Google, because you have to understand how you may not think you're not using Google as your search engine. You probably still are.
What do you think about Elon Musk challenging his people around him, saying, if you don't want me to be here, just tell me, vote me.
That wasn't around him. That was a poll that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
57% said he should not be the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he would abide by that poll. Mm-hmm. The question then becomes, can he find somebody else that would run the company? Therein lies a big question. He would still own the company, but he just wouldn't be CEO. He could be, you know, chairman of the board, which is fine. But, you know, he's got other businesses. This one's wearing him down. You can kind of see that. So who would be if he steps down, the question would be when, because of this poll, and who would take over? That's the next question.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, who would want to be head of that red net?
To be continued tomorrow. How about that?
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Trot on over there and read the article she has over there. In the meantime, I'll talk to you tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there, find out what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Harvey Weinstein is being found guilty of sexual assault in California. A jury in Los Angeles says the disgraced movie producer attacked a woman in the Los Angeles area. He was acquitted of charges related to the second accuser. As flu season surges in the U.S., a purchase limit on children's pain and fever medication is being brought down at some major retailers across the country. Walgreens is limiting purchases online of 6 per online order for all over-the-counter pediatric fever reducers, while recommending customers buying in-store check the website for inventory at certain locations. CVS is limiting purchases to 2 product limit on all children's pain relief products. There's currently no widespread national shortage, which may mean supplies vary depending on locations. Experts are blaming the early widespread arrival of flu cases in the U.S., along with other respiratory illnesses. I'm Julio Flores. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch for this edition of our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to serve you, where they'll train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, here's what I tell everybody. After you go to their website, which is naa.edu, that's naa.edu, after you go to their website for National Aviation Academy, pick up the telephone and call them at 800-659-2080. My number again is 800-659-2080. You will be able to take the tour of either one or both of their facilities. Now, they have a facility in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa, and they're over across the bay in Clearwater. Or you can go to Concord, Massachusetts, up here in Boston, just outside the city limits of Boston. Whichever one works for you. But go look at the website first. And go look and see what they're all about. And how you can become an aviation maintenance technician, which is one of the highest paying, in-demand jobs, technical jobs that you can get. And if you can put together a model airplane, or work on a bicycle, or work on a motorcycle, or a car, or a lawnmower, guess what? You can work on an airplane. But you don't know until you try, do you? So there you go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, NAA.edu, Clearwater, Florida campus, Concord, Massachusetts campus, 800-659-2080. The number, that's 800-659-2080. Now, a watchdog group is asked a judge to end the VA stonewalling and identify officials behind the health care restrictions that the veterans have had to put up with here lately. All is not well at the VA hospital. Still, after all this stuff. Now, a watchdog group advocating on behalf of veterans asked a federal judge to force the Department of Veterans Affairs to follow a prior court order and explain its implementation of a law giving veterans the option of private sector care, including details of how senior officials may be trying to discourage veterans from using that option. And of course they are. They don't want people to go somewhere else. Of course they are, because then their numbers don't look as good. Now, the Bipartisan Mission Act gave millions of veterans the right to access private care outside the VA system if wait times at the VA are too long or when it's in the veteran's best interest. But veterans and lawmakers have said the Biden administration's VA has worked to limit access to this new benefit, and VA officials have said publicly that they are worried about the prospect that too many veterans might prefer private care to VA care. Well, why is that, VA? Why is that? You want the answer? Because they don't give a damn. Some of them. Not all of them, some of them. It's like a machine when you go there. It's like a machine. Unlike going to a private doctor's office where they take very good personal care of you. How do I know? I went there on Monday. My doctor. Because I was able to. Now, based on the initial FOIA investigations, we know that the VA is not following the VA Mission Act law. And they are, in fact, denying veterans timely and convenient community care they want and need. Now, this came from Darren Selnick, who happens to be a senior advisor to Concerned Veterans for America and former top advisor to the VA secretaries David Shulkin and Robert Wilkie. The VA stonewalling tactics suggest they are desperate to hide additional FOIA documents that we suspect will show which senior VA officials are responsible for denying veterans life-saving care and why they did it, so said Selnick. I'd like to know that one myself. And where they're located. By the way, President Biden is, of course, urging veterans to seek health benefits under the new law. That's just not happening at the present time. In vast numbers, anyway. And this new program teaches veterans how to become entrepreneurs. Well, yeah, it does. There's a business component to it. But, again, if you go to a place like Heroes Mile and you want to learn to become an entrepreneur, they will do rings around what the VA will do. And it costs you nothing. Just like the VA. So there you go. By the way, Tom Hanks dropped a new coffee line to support veterans. I don't know what it was or what it is going to be called. But we'll find out soon enough, I guess. And North Korea, here we go again, fired two more ballistic missiles capable of reaching Japan. The U.S. military, by the way, has just sent its first biological experiment into space. Hope it stays up there. We sure don't need it down here, do we? And the British Prime Minister wants to degrade Russia, citing the Iranian drones that Russia is helping Iran to do, that are tearing it up in the middle, middle part of Europe right now, especially in Ukraine and other places. Pretty bad stuff. Maybe they'll do it, maybe they won't. We'll see. We shall see. Now, the Air Force grounded their entire B-2 fleet after an emergency landing was made by one of their bombers to check and make sure everything's okay with the rest of them. We'll see how that works out. And the first black female Marine general is the latest in a year of firsts for minority women and minorities in general. Been a great year. Now, we also have some simple strategies, again, four simple strategies, that are being used, again, to move ahead and help with the readiness of the military. By the way, an airman who rocketed out of an F-35B after a botched runway landing was just released from the hospital. Remember that jet? And the Pentagon is not tracking whether privatized housing is sickening families, a watchdog just found out, after families are in fact becoming sick because of mold and other things in some of the housing that they're staying in. Unbelievable. All right, I hear the music coming up, so that means we got to let you go, and we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Going to have some fun with him. Great day in the neighborhood. Don't go nowhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Kathy is going to take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy. It's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, the Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kyle. And before I get to the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I want to tell you that this segment is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership. Now, I got a call from a guy yesterday that said, hey, I just bought a car online. I says, what do you mean online? He says, I just bought a car online from the dealership, and I never saw the dealer, and agreed to everything, the terms, and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, and I bought the car, and I'm going to go pick it up today. So how about that? How about that? And I do know that they're able to do that, but I guess you're able to do it too. How's that? So go to Moss, M-A-U-S, MossAcura.com. Take a look at all the cars they have to offer, and maybe you can buy one online just like he did. And they'll even deliver it to you. Jeez, I'm telling you, this is getting good. Now, don't forget, over at Moss, the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, or police, or church pastors too, all get a tremendous deal offered to you. And you also have the Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That opens the door for even more savings. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How are you?
Is it a little chilly up there?
A little bit. It's going to get much, much worse by the end of the week, that's for sure.
Oh, I know. I'm watching it coming. I'll tell you what, this is life-threatening cold that's coming your way. They got temperatures 60 and 70 below zero the further north you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get hit with that. I mean, but there's days later on in the week that the high is going to be like 20. So that's pretty cold.
Yep, yep, and yep. All right, well, Christopher Wray's got himself in a big-time mess over there with the FBI because it appears that there was a lot of content moderation going on and a lot of hornswoggling going on. There's a word for you. A lot of hornswoggling going on between Twitter and the FBI.
Well, again, you know, they have connections. I mean, I mean, people haven't figured this out yet. You know, I call it my watchdog on Wall Street, Axis of Evil. It's
yeah.
Major players in business, politicians, and the media working hand in hand. Anyone want to call social media, it is. I mean, let's just be honest. Most of the people working over at Twitter, these were kids that were working on the Obama administration, and they have their connections in government, and they get hooked up with these high paying jobs in tech, and again, a lot of favors are done. I've been saying this for a long time. I'm sorry. I know you get people that are in law enforcement and whatnot might not like it, but the FBI needs to be dismantled. It's got a long history of doing terrible things going back to the Hoover in the 1960s and, you know, JFK to John Lennon to all the other nonsense that's going on. The problem with government agencies is that they get polluted after a period of time. They need to have an expiration date. And, you know, the FBI needs to be, you know, done away with, and they need to, you know, start and do something new because the type of corruption and how that this stuff is entrenched in these agencies, we keep watching it again and again and again, and you know, we continue to stand for this stuff. I mean, the FBI shouldn't be moderating social media. They shouldn't be connecting with the media. That's not what they're supposed to do. That's not their job. And again, I think many Americans, I think it's about added up to here with this swamp nonsense that seems to infest at everything.
Well, you're right, because here's what we found out yesterday from the next release of Twitter documents. That was the FBI and Twitter sent over 150 combined emails to each other between January 2020 and November of 2022. Some involved the FBI seeking information for criminal investigations, while many were simply about censuring election misinformation.
Well, was it really, you know, misinformation? That's
my question. How do we know?
Mm-hmm. And the reality is, what does that mean? I mean, you know, there's been, you know, we go back to the founding of this country where you take a look at some of the pamphlets and the pamphleteers that were out at that point in time and the vitriol that was involved in that. You can turn on a television ad during a political season and you can see how things are twisted and can be misleading. That's always been the case. It's not the job of the FBI to come in and be the arbiter of what people are saying when it comes to politics. You know, people've got to have half a brain and actually look into things themselves. It's not their job. I mean, they also got involved with the COVID nonsense as well. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Now, the files further illustrate the federal government's close relationship with Twitter as a censorship tool before Elon Musk's takeover. Now, Agent Elvis Chan, who drove censorship on multiple platforms, even sent a Happy New Year to Twitter Trust and Safety Chief Joel Roth, who's also included in all this, reminding
Joel Roth is an evil son of a gun. His doctoral thesis, he was advocating for underage kids to go on the gay dating app and said that was a good thing. I mean, these are some freaky people that were involved in this, and it's a weird world. It is, and you know, there are a lot of deviants out there, and he most certainly was one of them.
Yeah, and good morning to James up there in Valdosta, Georgia. Appreciate hearing from him. He just chimed in here and said, howdy to us. I can't read all of what he said because I don't have time to do it, but I'll look at it here during the break, James, so thank you. So James in Valdosta, Georgia, saying hello to us.
All right. Good morning, James.
Now, it's contact with Twitter often involved the FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force, which was created in 2017 when the Bureau pushed the hoax of Russian interference in the 2016 election. Now, the Bureau helped Twitter to hunt down content it considered disfavorable, including joking tweets from accounts with few followers, and labeled it as misinformation and a threat to national security.
Oh, Frank, I'm so sick of this, you know, threat to national security nonsense. Why? Because, you know, some Russian bots, $100,000 on Facebook, all of a sudden they're going to change the election outcome here in the United States. Come on, people. You know, wake up, for crying out loud. Give me a break. You're so full of it. You know, you allow TikTok to continue to operate here in this country with ties to China. Yeah, honestly, if you're believing any of this stuff, you know, foreign influence and disinformation, what a load of bunk. It really is. It's just nonsense at this point in time.
Well, you're right, and unfortunately, it's what drove the country.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
It's all wrong, but it's what drove the country.
Well, drove some people. I mean, again, you know, you have to be a better, at this point in time, you've got to be a smart consumer of information and understand where it's coming from. I mean, I'll see stories and I'm like, all right, I got to check that a few times before I actually, you know, decide whether or not I'm going to believe it or not. And that's just the reality.
Yeah. Now, we have a lot of different stuff going on. The stock market seems to be, maybe leveling off, you think?
Hard to tell at this point in time. It really is. I do think that we're going to continue to see volatility moving forward. I do. Again, this is one of those periods of time I try to, you know, make this clear and explain to people on my show and whatnot. You know, when markets are like this and there's the fear of going into a recession, you know, you can do is, quite frankly, is you just dollar cost average. And what I mean by that is, you know, you continue to invest in high-quality companies, companies that pay dividends. And, yeah, you don't concern yourself about what the market is doing at that point in time. You accumulate great assets. Because, you know, once we get into a recession, that's when things start to bounce back to some degree. And this is where real money is made. Real money is not made during bull markets when things are racing through the roof. Real money is made is when you're accumulating assets on sale before the bull market. That's what people need to understand and do.
Well, hopefully they will, and we'll just see how all that plays out. All right, we're coming up here in the end of the segment, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Here comes the music, and I don't know, maybe the Jets can win another one, maybe the Giants can win another one, who knows?
Well, Jets have to do well, but I'm a big win for Scott.
Okay, all right, we'll see how it plays out. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Afterwards.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that he has to talk about and write about, and his show podcasts are over there too. Mine are on the Captain's America Third Watch.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.